Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
We have been talking to Abigail here. I'm not even exactly sure what to ask you guys to call in for. I don't even know that Abigail was calling up for advice. She was just really laying a story to us that she'd been going out with this guy for a while, and they've been intimate with each other, and she just thinks it was completely irresponsible of him not to tell her that he had genital herpes before they had any kind of intimate relationship. And I don't know who could argue with that.
Right. I think, yeah, it's incredibly fit. But maybe it's good to bring up the topic because it is your personal responsibility. If you do have some kind of chronic condition that you could pass on to someone else, then it is your responsibility to tell them what they're getting into long before the opportunity to pass it on to them. I mean, because that is so offensive.
Now, what Abigail has told us is that she's split from the guy. She's like, I don't want any part of this. Too much drama. He wasn't honest with me. We got some people calling up saying, wait, you're being too harsh.
Because he wants them to stay together.
Right.
So he's still pursuing her to stay in the relationship.
Jesse, you're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, how are you?
Good. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Awesome. Okay. I didn't want to say that she should stay with him because I think it's really shady that he didn't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to tell you is I actually have genital herpes, and I found out after dating my boyfriend for about 5 weeks, because it takes about 5 weeks before you get the first outbreak. And when I found out, I went to him and I was like, hey, is there something you didn't tell me? And he was like, no, honey, I promise, you know, and I believed him because, you know, he's a very sincere guy, and he was just as shocked as I was about the whole thing. Turns out he had had his first outbreak, went to the doctor, and they didn't catch it. They didn't test him for that. They just gave him some antibiotics and sent him on his way. So he...
Can you believe that story?
I'll say this. You have to request for a genital herpes test because they draw blood and you have to give them permission to draw your blood.
And what exactly?
I do believe it because I actually talked to his doctor because we went back to get him retested for it. And he's like, oh, well, we didn't test him for it last time because it didn't look like an actual outbreak. It looked like something else, so we gave him the antibiotic. That's the only reason I actually believe it because, believe me, I was. It sounded sketchy to me.
Is it just like a pimply type deal? Like razor burnish?
Blister. It really sucks. I'll tell you that, and I never wish it upon anybody.
There's just
one. If he had the audacity to go about sleeping with her without, you know, without telling her, that's rude. So definitely you should leave him for that. But I'm just saying to the people who, you know, find out that they have it, and then, you know, the person who gave it to you is genuinely surprised, and maybe go talk to their doctors if, you know, they said they've been tested before.
Do you
get
it?
19 years. In fact, he knew he had it because he got it from an ex-girlfriend that he's actually still friends with. I've met her. And the odd thing is that he was married before, and, you know, he obviously they didn't use protection before they got married. Their marriage lasted 14 months, and when he told her he had it, it's after she called it from him and had an outbreak.
That's horrible.
And I think that in itself
says
a lot about someone's character and integrity. Now, everybody makes mistakes. You know, and everybody makes poor judgments at times. But if you know you have something and you continually have relationships with people and you don't tell them about this, it's pretty wrong and pretty immoral. And you're putting, it's something that stays with you for the rest of your life. Now, had he had told me at the beginning, I could have made an educated decision. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have stayed with him. I don't know if I would have broken up with him. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm mm-hmm. doing it because he lied and he knew that he had it and he deliberately chose not to tell me, even though we used protection and even that my doctor said it's not 100% because there's a lot of body fluids that are exchanged and just even the touching of, you know, the top of your genitals to someone can give that to you.
Yeah, and I think the key word you said earlier was criminal, you know, because I do agree with that. My sister had a friend who... two friends who got married, and one of the reasons that their relationship was strong is because they each had herpes. Like, they actually
their
started dating.
Herpes brought them together.
Yeah, I mean, beautiful. Because there's some people that will only date somebody mm-hmm. that has herpes if they have
isn't
it, so they don't go through this.
Isn't there a
dating? I told him there was a website for people with STDs. He should
really?
Go on that dating website.
Yeah, so they don't have the self-consciousness of what they have and have to have that awkward conversation. If they know the other person has it, then that's not an issue.
Do you only catch that when the other person is having an outbreak, or as soon as you have sex, you're pretty much, you got it? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you know, Abigail? Know.
I'm assuming outbreak, obviously, but I don't know about
the point of this. Like the point we're debating the herpes and the severity of it and how it's caught and transmitted, whatever. The point of this is he lied about having it.
Oh, absolutely.
To her, and it's like it's common courtesy. If any one of us walks in here, if we come in, because now we have the rule that if we even have half of a cough, the rule is that we call in sick or be glared at the entire.
Because we're in an airtight studio.
Because the germs just sit on top of all of us. Like, we've, you know, our intern staff, we've sent them home or at least out of the room mm-hmm. for being sick. It's common courtesy if you have something where it could spread to someone else, especially like working with Bert. Like, if I had a cold.
But when you French kiss, you need to know.
Right.
Because you often start the morning that way.
Because then he'll take it home and give it to one of his kids, and then it'll be trapped in his house until the kid turns 18.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And,
right.
Well, the difference with this is that, you know, some of these are chronic conditions like herpes where you have it and you will always have it. You know, so much more severe than a cold. And then there are worse STDs that could take your life.
But that's what I'm saying about the common courtesy is when you have something as insignificant as a cold.
If you come in for a hug for me and I have a cold, I'll say to you, wait, you don't want to do that. I have a cold.
Exactly. If you fall into bed together,
oh, you don't want to go there because I've got genital herpes. But
hey, this may kill the mood.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's something I got to show you.
Good morning, Allison. You're on
Q100. Hey, yeah. I have a friend who was recently diagnosed with herpes, and that's kind of like a tragic story in itself. Just because she got it from the guy that she lost her virginity to at a one-night stand.
Oh no! She has been game on since day one.
She's only ever been with three people, and like the third person she was one of my best male friends. And so he was flipping out, and he was just like, oh, God, I might have something. But, like, it turns out that she obviously got it from him, and he's claimed that he doesn't have it, he never had it, and she's a whore because she's sleeping around.
Oh, wow, the very first time.
And so, like, when she was telling me about it, like, she, like, was like, well, you are aware that if he gets it, he's probably not going to talk to you anymore. And she's just like, well, what, are you saying he's going to hate me for the rest of my life? And I was just like, well... yeah, you kind of gave him something uncurable. I mean, that's going to affect the rest of his life. So you have to understand that even though you didn't do it on purpose, he's going to be upset about that. And she just couldn't take that and, like, flipped out on me and was, like, screaming, like, I see who my real friends are. And I was like, I'm not saying I don't want to talk to you. I'm just saying you can't be mad at him if he doesn't want to talk
sure.
to you.
Sure. Abigail, let me ask you this because I'm sure you've done the research on it. Have you found out if you can press charges in a case like this?
I've actually kind of looked around, but I didn't contract it from him. But the only thing that I could do is I could go. He, like I said, he's a dentist, and I wasn't his patient. He had it before he got his license. The only thing I could do is I could possibly report it, and I could, you know, file a complaint. I don't want to ruin the guy's career, but I don't want. I think that it's completely unfair that any potential person he would date, he probably wouldn't tell them. And I think, I don't know what it is that I can do. In fact, my friend just text messaged me on my Miami cell phone. It just came in after, I guess, 2-hour delay. And she said that there's a posting about him on Craigslist under the general community in Miami. I haven't had a chance to look at it because I'm in the Bahamas and, you know, my air card is, you know, my internet connection is here and there and everywhere. So, but I don't know if that itself is going to fix it. I don't know who would have done that other than the ex-girlfriend that, you know, sent me the text message. I mean, this is a recent event, so.
Wow.
You can put him up on that do not date list.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it sure seems, I know you don't want to ruin the guy's career and everything, but if he's done this to you, he's done this to a slew of other women over the last 20 years.
I mean, his ex-wife,
God sake, she was a lawyer. She quit. It was so devastating to her that she had a mental breakdown because she couldn't believe, and she was South African as well, she couldn't believe that he would risk her. I mean, they took a vow. He would risk her health and put her, expose her, and not tell her. And that's not, it's not just like she's the only one.
Holy
I know of
crap.
A couple of, I know of at least three people that I said, okay, if you want to even continue trying to move forward, and I kind of tricked him. I said, okay, we can work this out, but there are conditions. Number one, you have to tell everyone you slept with before me that you have genital herpes. They have to have the right to know so they can go get tested.
Hey, Abigail, they got a picture of him up on Craigslist.
Yeah, we're all looking at his picture right now up on Craigslist.
Are you serious?
Totally serious.
Is he got black hair?
He sure does. Kind of a broad guy?
He's about, the funny thing is he told me he was 5'11". He's not 5'11". He's barely 5'10". You know, maybe even just 5'9", but
it's gotta be
yeah,
him.
he's kind of broad and he's got big arms and you know
that's
he's
him.
Got kind of a big nose.
Yeah. It says man's name.
Bert. I'm sorry, he's doing nothing. Right. No offense.
Just because you have a big nose doesn't mean you have genital herpes. I just want everybody to know that.
No, but I mean, it's actually I actually like his nose because he's you know.
Hey Abigail, it gives his name and then it says a local dentist here in Miami knowingly had genital herpes when he and I engaged in sex.
Oh, damn.
He is a 46-year-old man who has had herpes for several years. He waited until after we were broken up to let me know. Now I have it too. In all caps, beware of this man. It was posted at 1 o'clock this morning.
I absolutely think it's justifiable to post something like that online.
Because
he's a serial herpist.
Yeah,
I don't know. You think it's okay to post his picture?
Yeah,
yes.
His picture's up there.
I absolutely think it is.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well,
send us the link.
It is an interesting debate in the future about criminal charges for people who pass on serious illnesses to other people.
I'd be surprised.
I know his dental website address.
Well, you've got plenty to add to that website. I'd be seriously surprised if this wasn't already a court case.
It has to be because,
he's a repeat offender.
Yeah.
Hey, Abigail, thank you for spending some time with us. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much for helping me, you guys. I mean, I love your show. You guys are wonderful. And, you know, thank God I have sometimes I get an internet connection so I can listen to you when I'm traveling.
Thank you so much.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.